The possible Fairbanks mumps case went public last week when the University of Alaska Fairbanks alerted the community that a campus employee was suspected of having the virus. Dr. Amanda Tiffany, an epidemiologist with the state, says the Fairbanks patient sought care, but the state's unaware of any samples sent from UAF to the state laboratory for mumps testing.
Testing is at the discretion of a provider. However, mumps is a reportable condition in the state of Alaska, so all cases should be reported to our office. So we're working to contact the individual and working with their provider to get all of this information at the moment.
Dr. Tiffany stresses that the suspected Fairbanks mumps case is not the community's first.
All of the previous cases were tested and were negative. There have been numerous suspected cases of mumps reported to our office from around the state.
Tiffany says Anchorage is dealing with a mumps outbreak that began in May.
Currently, we have 102 confirmed cases and 18 probable cases. About 72% of these cases self-identify as Native Hawaiian or other Pacific Islander.
Tiffany says although Pacific Islanders are being disproportionately affected in Anchorage and in some other states, health officials cannot say where the current outbreaks originated.
To put this into context, the United States as a whole, in 2017, over 4,900 mumps infections have been reported to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And we also know that in the Pacific, there have been cases reported.
Mumps causes a range of flu-like symptoms, but most specifically, very swollen salivary glands. Tiffany urges anyone who suspects mumps to call their healthcare provider and get tested, but to otherwise avoid going out and spreading the illness.
The period of communicability when people are transmitting the virus is 2 days even before the symptoms start and lasts for 5 days after symptoms start.
Most people recover from mumps, but the virus can lead to much more serious conditions.
And they include encephalitis, meningitis, deafness, and orchitis. So orchitis is swelling of the testicles, and we have seen a few instances of orchitis in our confirmed cases here in Anchorage. This is generally something that's really, really painful. And in really serious cases, it could, in the long term, it could result in sterility.
Tiffany says most Americans receive mumps vaccinations as children, but infections can still occur.
This doesn't seem to be a problem with an anti-vaccination movement or any sort of vaccine hesitancy. We are having cases in individuals who are fully vaccinated, which means they've had the two doses. The vaccine effectiveness is about 88% after two doses.
Tiffany says the vaccine-provided immunity also wanes over time. She says it's recommended that Anchorage residents who identify as Native Hawaiian or Pacific Islander or who are in a setting where mumps is circulating get a third dose of the vaccine. She adds that it's a good time for everyone to check their immunization records. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.